did they tell you?
They told me that you had gone totally insane. And that your methods were unsound.
Are my methods unsound?
I don't see any method at all.
Pleased to meet. Victory Magazine, which is the only sanctioned publication of the World Wrestling Federation, is changing its name. This decision best reflects the magazine's purpose as the only sanctioned body, the World Wrestling Federation. Its new title, the new title of the magazine, changing from Victory Magazine to the World Wrestling Federation Magazine. The other important announcement is a new article that will be a regularly appearing in the magazine. The new article will be Piper's Pit. And with me tonight is Roddy Piper, who is the author of the new article. And I'm delighted to have him with me this evening. Roddy?
Let me have this for a second here. I am the originator of Piper's Pit, and I'd like to explain why, especially to you. You have been doing a tremendous job, and with a few flaws, and I'm trying to be political when I say this, but when you are interviewing some of the people that come out, possibly they intimidate you, but you, with them, you're the questions, the way, it's kind of, how can I say that? You're being kind of stupid.
No, wait a minute.
This is my show now. You just wait a minute. I'll give you an example. I see Ivan Putski up there in the ring singing some kind of Polish song. I would rather listen to Lassie Bark than Ivan Putski sing up here. He comes back here, and you, like a geek, you sit there, and you put him, you say, Ivan, you're such a wonderful man. You got Tony Atlas, and you get Rocky Johnson out here, and they're sitting here flexing, pretending they're wonderful. They're going to the gym, and they're telling you how great they are, and you sometimes don't have the guts enough to say to them what really is happening. Hulk Hogan is coming out here. He's got a whole... No. Wait a second. I'll tell you what I'll bring to this magazine. This is the heat of seat right there. What I'm telling you is this. I will not pull no punches. This is Piper's Corner. Let me tell you something. I will ask questions you don't have guts enough to. I will ask questions only I got guts enough to. It's as simple as this. When RP talks, brother, people listen. That's all I got to say.
The Dinky Link. 7. Jimmy's Toy Box.
Scott Brennan?
I'm Josh Baskin.
Listen, what are you trying to do? Get us all fired?
Huh?
You gotta slow down. Pace yourself.
Slowly, slowly, slow.
Sorry. Today's my first day.
I know.
To be accompanied to the ring by Vince McMahon from Miami, by Vince McMahon. That's why The Rock's my pick. I'm telling you. With Vince McMahon in his corner, you gotta pick The Rock. McMahon had a little bit of that Stone Cold VMF funk coming out here. The Rock, as Vince said earlier, doesn't need any help.
The Rock says.
The Rock's destiny to become the WWF champion. But will it be tonight?
One, two. Is this on? Yo, Jimmy, hit me with that Triple H. Yeah, you let the music keep playing. It's not the
match. And to be accompanied to the ring by his wife and new World Wrestling Federation Women's Champion, Stephanie McMahon Helmsley, from Greenwich, Connecticut, weighing 260 pounds, the World Wrestling Federation Champion, Ripple H.
He is indeed the game. The top man in this business is Triple H, and he's going to stay there until somebody takes the WWF Championship away from him. Remember, no disqualification. The match can get in by pinfalls only. It's an elimination match. Look at the look on Vince's face. There'll be three falls in this matchup. The surviving man in this match will be the WWF Champion. Triple H has a distinct disadvantage thanks to his father-in-law, Vince McMahon. And Vince knows that he perhaps has gotten the best of Triple H tonight. I don't know if they are. I look at Triple H and Stephanie. They both hold the gold. You remember Stephanie telling her mother there's only room for one dominant female in the McMahon family? Stephanie looks pretty dominant right now, doesn't she?
She's a little corporate vixen.
What? Bringing her women's title belt out here. Well, proud of it. You can piss the wood.
You know what I mean?
and wrestling fans around the world, do not adjust your set. That's right. As we've said many, many times before, we are in hour number three. Hour number three of WCW Monday Nitro. And Mike Tenay, what a lineup we have in hour number three.
Well, Tony, you're not kidding. Championship matches galore. Three of them. Including this one, Disco Inferno to defend the world's TV title against Bill Goldberg, Public Enemy to challenge the Steiners for the tag titles. Kurt Hennig defends the U.S. belt against Booker T. And all building to the Nature Boy Ric Flair against the Macho Man Randy Savage.
And Brain, I wonder how much Hennig has left against Booker T. He was one of the recipients of the Scorpion Death Drop from Sting. One man WCW wrecking crew was Sting.
No doubt about it. He fought his way through the people. He came from the rafters. He went over that rail. And he knew what he was going to do. He was going to try to take out every member of that NWO all by himself. They backed away. They retreated. When every member of the NWO was getting their tails kicked by him, did Hogan come to help? No. Hogan stayed on the floor. He turned his back on his own men.
That's what he did.
Guys back there in the NWO, get with it. You're being led by a loser.
Proving again, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that yeah, he may have been gloating about what happened at the end of Slim Jim's Halloween Havoc, but he lost to Piper. He ran away from Sting here tonight, and he may have this big world premiere of the movie Assault on Devil's Island here on the TNT Network tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. But Sting is the real star here tonight. Make no doubt about that.
Well, we talked about Disco Inferno last night at Halloween Havoc not having a game plan against Jacqueline. Well, he better have a strategy against Bill Goldberg.
Does he ever have to have a strategy against this guy? Well, this guy's a monster.
I think that even as good as Bill Goldberg is, as awesome as he is, and listen to the ovation he has received, and we're talking about in a very short span. Bill Goldberg made his debut when we were in Salt Lake City. Do you remember that?
A
little over a month ago. And he comes out, he's got someone from behind, Alex Wright. Alex Wright very angry about what happened last night. You'll recall Alex Wright. Whoa, Alex Wright.
Jackhammer.
Going to get a jackhammer from Bill Goldberg.
Disco, you better nail Goldberg from behind.
He's having a good laugh at that.
Not for long.
I was going to say the strategy against Goldberg, pretty simplistic. Stay away from him. But I don't think Disco can stay away from him.
What a tough guy.
Goldberg, put him down. He's going to jackhammer the slant, too.
And we're going to have a new champion.
Wait a minute. Did the bell ring in this match?
I don't know.
The match is, you're right, the match has not even started. The referee has not called the bell. Mongo has come down. Steve McMichael.
Oh, my. He took the football player, the Super Bowl champ, down with a double leg.
Oh, they're going at it. Security has come out. Referees come out. I don't think they're going to be able to hold these two men back. Mongo said, get out of my way.
Like you said, Tony, let him go.
Let him go. You're not kidding. Let him go.
Let him fight.
This is one violent fight.
And you know Mongo has fire in his eyes because Goldberg has possession of his Super Bowl ring.
That's what happened. The bell never sounded. Mongo comes in. We have to take a break.
Somebody's heard a bell in there.
Oh, my. What a fight.
I like this Goldberg guy.
Today, baby.
It's all coming. Good move by Sid.
Undertaker went for the flying clothesline again. Sid ducked out of the way.
And a seesaw matchup for the World Wrestling Federation Championship. And here we go. Powerbomb. It's powerbomb time. Sid, powerbomb.
Jesus.
Oh, what are you kidding me? Come on.
Doesn't he ever get tired and beat up?
No! I'm not sure. Sweep that floor, kid. Oh, I started life as an orphan, child of the street, here on Skid Row. He took me in, gave me shelter, a bed, crust of bread, and a job. Treats me like dirt, calls me a slob, which I am. So I live
downtown.
That's your home address, you live
downtown.
When your life's a mess, you live
downtown.
Where depression's just status quo. Show me a way to get out of here, 'cause I constantly pray I'll get out of here. Please won't somebody say I'll get out of here. Someone give me my shot or I'll rot here. Show me how and I will, I'll get out of here. I'll start climbing uphill and get out of here. Someone tell me I still could get out of here. Someone tell Lady Luck that I'm stuck here. Gee, it sure would be swell to get out of here. Bid the gutter farewell and get out of here. I knew heaven and hell to get out of skin. I knew I don't know what to get out of skin. But a hell of a lot to get out of skin. People tell me there's not a way out of skin.
Can I help you with something, Chief?
Not right now. Enjoy the rest of your meal.
Take a look at the guy at the table. Take a good look.
That's him. You're fucking kidding me. Bingo.
This is amazing.
Hello. It's been a long time.
Who the fuck are you guys? Hey. Who the fuck asked you to sit down?
I thought you'd be happy to see us. I guess I was wrong. You know, I thought you'd do a lot better, you know? You know, with all that training, all that time you put in, just to end up watching someone else's money? That seems like a waste.
I'm asking now for the last time, what the fuck do you want?
Why don't you take your time? It'll come to you. I could see how you might forget us.
Yeah.
You know, we were just something for you and your friends to play with.
It's a little harder for us to forget. You gave us so much more to remember.
Can't quite place this, can you, Chief? Let me help you out. You're looking at John Riley and Tommy Marcano.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right. That was a long time ago. So how you been?
Yeah, we ain't kids now.
Yeah. So what do you want?
What I've always wanted is to watch you die.
Oh. You ordered the meatloaf. The brisket's really good here, only you'll never know it. You fucked up.
Nah, you were scared, little pricks. Both of yous. All yous. Scared shitless, but I tried to make you tough. I tried to make you hard.
Oh, I had you all wrong then, though. Cause all this time I thought you just liked fucking and beating up little boys.
You two motherfuckers are gonna burn in hell. You're gonna burn in hell.
Yeah, and after you.
Did that hurt, Noakes?
Jerry, sorry, you should have made those brisket sandwiches to go.
Sweet. Understand?
Patrick? Hi, Patrick. I thought that was you.
Hello. This is...
Isn't it ridiculous coming all the way up here? But they really are the best.
Then why can't they get these stains out? I mean, can you talk to these people or something? I'm not getting anywhere.
Oh, what are those?
Oh, well, it's cranberry juice, cranapple.
Really?
Listen, if you could talk to them, I would really appreciate it. I'm really late. I have a lunch appointment at Hubert's in 15 minutes.
Hubert's? That moved uptown, right?
Well, oh boy, listen, I've got to go. Thank you, Victoria.
Maybe we could do lunch one day next week. You know, I'm downtown on Wall Street quite often.
I don't know, Victoria. I'm at work all the time.
Well, what about a Saturday?
Next Saturday?
Sure.
Can't, I'm afraid. A matinee of Les Mis. Listen, I've really got to go. I'll call you.
Okay. Do.
Cowboys and outlaws, right guys and southpaws, and good dogs and all kinds of cats. Dirt roads and white lines and all kinds of stop signs, I stand right here where I'm at, 'cause I wear my own kind of hat. There's two kind of lovers and two kind of brothers and two kind of babies to hold. There's two kind of cherries and two kind of fairies and two kind of mothers, I'm told and told. Hey, but cowboys and outlaws and right guys and southpaws, good dogs and all kinds of cats. Dirt roads and white lines and all kinds of stop signs, I stand right here where I'm at, 'cause I wear my own. There's two kind of brothers and two kind of lovers and two kind of babies to hold. There's two kind of cherries and two kind of fairies and two kind of mothers, I'm told and told. Yeah, but cowboys and outlaws and right guys and southpaws, good dogs and all kinds of cats. There's dirt roads and white lines and all kinds of stop signs, but I stand right here where I'm at, 'cause I wear my own kind of hat.
police are here, madam.
Oh, the police. Have them come in.
Oh, so that's your game, is it? Well, you can't shut me up.
Have
no, them. You can talk to my attorney. Jamison?
Yes, sir.
Take a letter to my lawyers. I'll show you a thing or two.
Or three.
Show you a thing or three.
Oh, Captain.
Sending for the police. Take a letter to my lawyers. Sending for the police, eh? I say take a letter to my lawyers.
Well, I am taking it.
Read me what you have so far. Honorable Charles H. Hungerdunger. Care of Hungerdunger, 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 and McCormick. Semicolon.
How do you spell semicolon?
All right, make it a comma. Honorable Charles H. Hungerdunger. Care of Hungerdunger, Hungerdunger, McCormick. Gentlemen, question mark.
Do you want that in the letter?
No, put that in an envelope. Now then. In re yours of the fifth inst, yours to hand and beg to rep, brackets, that we have gone over the ground carefully and we seem to believe, i.e., to wit, e.g., in lieu, that despite all our precautionary measures which have been involved, we seem to believe that it is hardly necessary for us to proceed unless we receive an ipso facto that is not negligible at this moment, quotes, unquotes, and quotes. Hoping this finds you, I beg to remain...
Hoping this finds him where?
Well, let him worry about that. Don't be so inquisitive, Jamison. Sneak. I say, hoping this finds you, I beg to remain, as of June 9th, cordially yours regards. That's all, Jamison. I'll show you where I get off, sending for the police. Now, read me the letter, Jamison.
Honorable Charles H. Hungerdunger.
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 That's it, Hungerdunger.
In care of Hungerdunger, 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 and McCormick.
You've left out a Hungerdunger. You left out the main one, too. Thought you could slip one over on me, didn't you, eh? All right, leave it out and put in a windshield wiper instead. I tell you what you do, Jamison. I tell you what. Make it three windshield wipers and one Hungerdunger. They won't all be there when the letter arrives, anyhow.
Hungerdunger, 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 and McCormick.
And McCormick.
Gentlemen, question mark.
Gentlemen, question mark. Put it on the penultimate, not on the diphthonic. You want to brush up on your Greek, Jamison? Well, get a Greek and brush up on him.
In re yours of the fifth inst.
I see.
Now, you said a lot of things here that I didn't think were important, so I just omitted them.
Oui. Oh, Captain! Good gracious! Oh, my!
So, you've just omitted them, eh? You've just omitted the body of the letter, that's all. You've just left out the body of the letter, that's all. Yours not the reason why, Jamison. You've left out the body of the letter. All right, send it that way and some the body will follow.
You want the body in brackets?
No, it'll never get there in brackets. Put it in a box. Put it in a box and mark it Fragilli.
Mark it what?
Mark it Fragilli. F-R-A-G... Look it up, Jamison. It's in the dictionary. Look under fragile. Look under the table if you don't find it there.
Quotes on quotes and quotes.
That's three quotes?
Yes, sir.
Add another quote and make it a gallon. How much is it, a gallon, Jamison?
Regard.
Regard. That's a fine letter, Jamison. That's an epic. That's dandy. Now, I want you to make two carbon copies of that letter and throw the original away. And when you get through with that, throw the carbon copies away. Just send a stamp, airmail. That's all. You may go, Jamison. I may go, too.
Mrs. Rittenhouse?
Stay away so long, 'cause baby love.
Chandler Young?
Yes?
Our mutual friend told me to meet you here. Captain Tom Everett, United States Marine Corps, item 5-8, Company A, retired.
Expecting someone with some sort of vehicle, but not this.
Yeah. Well, think about it. Your objective is to surveil a target operating in the construction business. What could be better suited for this type of covert recon than a barf wagon? Order something.
Are many not that hungry?
Typical. Might I remind you that sacrifice is the key to the survival of your country? Or in this case, your country club.
All right, then give me a cheese sandwich.
Don't have it.
I'll have the tuna on whole wheat.
Don't have it. No. I think you'll be ordering number 6. Fiesta burrito with chili and eggs.
Just exactly what is your military background?
Oh, I had 15 years in. Covert stuff, mainly. Recon, LERP, special ops. Most of the details of my assignments are still classified, so I really can't go into it without compromising elements of our foreign policy. But it was mainly demolition work of an interpersonal nature. Then there was that damn bureaucratic snafu in the NAM, and I ended up in a VA mental facility. Typical.
Yeah, so typical. I can then assume our friend will be discouraged from any further involvement with Bushwood Country Club.
Are we talking discouraged with extreme prejudice?
I'm afraid we already tried extreme prejudice. It didn't work.
No. I meant, do you want him terminated?
The less I know about that, the better.
Good. That's my policy exactly. That way, when we're captured and they put the 12-volt car battery to our testicles, which can, does, and has happened, we can honestly say we're completely ignorant of the subject. Should we swear a blood oath on it or something?
I don't think that will be necessary, Captain Everett.
Okay. From now on, in future communications, you'll refer to me as Mr. Sanderson, and I will refer to you as Mrs. Esterhaus.
Fine. Well, I guess that's it then. Oh, Mr. Sanderson.
Goodbye, Mrs. Esterhaus.
Better. to reach the highest high. You'd laugh and say nothing's that simple, but you've been told many times before. Messiah's pointed to the door. No one had the guts to leave the temple.